The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. When you think about the people whom you admire the most, what do you remember about them? Do you remember their words, or do you remember their works? What they said, or what they did? You know, when I think of the priests that I've looked up to over the years, I can't really remember any of their sermons that they preached. But I do recall many things that they did. I can still smell Father Tribus' cigar, which he would smoke as he walked down the hallways at Catholic High, even though smoking was strictly prohibited. I remember Father Jack Harris playing basketball with us at recess at St. Teresa's and beating us soundly. I can still hear Father Warren Harvey singing at the end of his homilies at Good Counsel Church. I can still hear Father Fred's booming laughter as he taught us physics, because after all, physics is a pretty funny subject. When you think about the people in your lives and who have made an impression on you, their actions often outweighed their words. As St. Francis of Assisi once said, "Go through all the world and preach the good news, and when necessary, use words." But even St. Francis is revered more for what he did than what he said. In the first reading today, St. Peter urges the early Christians to watch their behavior. And so he says, "Maintain good conduct among the Gentiles, so that they may observe your good works and glorify God on the day of salvation." That is, what will convince the world about Christianity is our actions, even more than our words. Just like I recall many priests' behavior far more than their sermons. St. Peter himself was a man of action. He's the one who stepped out of the boat to walk on water. He wanted to build three booths at the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor. He refused to let Jesus wash his feet. He cut off the servant's ear in the Garden of Gethsemane. Peter knew that people are admired for their actions. That's the most powerful preaching, to give glory to God. My friends, let me ask you, what kind of sermon are you preaching with your actions? Sometimes our words say one thing, but our actions say something else. Father James Martin, popular Jesuit writer, said that his father would drive his family to Mass on Sunday when he was a little boy, and while everyone was inside at Mass, his father would wait outside in the car and read the newspaper. The father in the car was preaching a more powerful homily than the father inside the church. Some parishioners, Catholics, bring their children to Catholic schools or to religious education classes, but never bring them to Mass on Sunday. Who is truly teaching those children a lasting lesson? Folks, what people remember about us will not be our wise words or our catchy cliches, but rather what we do and what we don't do. That's what your children will remember about you, and what my parishioners will remember about me. Indeed, in the end, even lovers do not want lengthy letters or sappy soliloquies. They want their beloved's embrace. As Mary Chapin Carpenter sang unforgettably, lovers say, "Shut up and kiss me." Praised be Jesus Christ.